Today is June 20th, 2025, and this is Ari Tennant, aka Mr. T, with the CBN audio update. Let's get right to the news. The first thing that we learned today is that the Israeli Air Force struck missile launchers inside Iran, thwarting a massive missile barrage overnight. Now, there were still missiles that were sent over from Iran into Israel. There has been quite a bit of damage overall, but it could have been a lot worse. Missiles have made impact pretty much all over the Tel Aviv metro area, in Ramat Gan, even in Bnei Brak there was a hit, in Bat Yam. That's where we stand in Israel. So the big question is, what's actually going to happen with the Iranian regime? Are they going to stay in power? Are they going to fall? We can't really know for sure yet, but the crazy thing is, if they wanted to, they would have at least a chance of staying in power if they would just cooperate with the Americans and the Israelis and dismantle their nuclear program. Instead, they're playing it the hard way. They want to ride it out and see if they can outlast. But that's what death cults do. Their mission is to die trying to destroy Israel, trying to destroy the United States. So in that regard, President Trump put out a two-week warning, a 2 weeks notice, let's say, to the Iranians that they have to come to terms and dismantle a nuclear program or things are about to get a lot more serious. And the question is, if the Americans are going to drop bunker buster bombs from a B-2 into the Iran's last nuclear outpost. That final outpost is, of course, Fordo, is a nuclear site where that is the intelligence is showing, at least, that that is where Iran has their nuclear program headquartered. What other reason would you have to put a facility like that, any kind of facility, deep underground inside the mountain, other than to prevent it from being destroyed by your enemies? So that's the last spot. Question is, if the Americans are going to bomb it, this is just me. My prediction is the Americans are going to bomb it. It's going to get blown up because President Trump has made it clear from the day he came down the escalator, he has one mission, and that is that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. That is obviously completely unacceptable. There's no one with two brain cells that thinks it's a good idea for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And if you take a look at polling data we had in CBN, a clip from Harry Enten from CNN, asking Americans what they thought of Iran having a nuclear weapon, if they think that if we had the opportunity to take out any potential for the Iranians to have a nuclear weapon, should the Americans do it? And overwhelmingly, we're talking 80% say yes, we absolutely should get rid of the nuclear weapon. The other issue, of course, is Americans that are stuck in Israel trying to get back. It was a very touching video, actually, where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's been an amazing ally to the Jewish people and to Israel, actually was able to arrange some kind of travel arrangements for Floridians to get back to Florida from Israel, and he met them at the airport, and you could watch that video on CBN inside our WhatsApp chat. Very touching video, very powerful, and that's what real leadership looks like. In other news, in rather disturbing news, but also not totally surprising, in London, a shul was totally vandalized and ransacked overnight. They destroyed some Sefer Torah, they ransacked the shul, wrecked it, and if anyone says to you, well, you know, criticizing Israel is not anti-Semitic, just take a look at these people. What do these people have anything to do with Israel? Obviously, this is about the Jews. Everyone knows it's about the Jews when you're obsessed with Israel and talk about Israel all day. And no matter what Israel does, you have a problem with it. And when someone attacks Israel, you're conspicuously silent and have quote-unquote, in air quotes, perspective on it. Today's episode was sponsored by Lakewood Prints. I was just at an event the other day where they had a lot of different types of marketing materials out there for you to take a look at. And I saw some of the prints from Lakewood Prints and really impressive. They could do anything for your business. They can make custom business cards, tote bags, brochures, pens, mugs, desk mats, glasses, stickers, envelopes, door hangers, postcards, booklets, whatever you want. They can print it for you, customized for your brand. So if you want to run a promotion or if you just want to give something nice to your employees, then they are a great place to go to for all your printing needs. You can check them out at lakewoodprints.com. That's lakewoodprints.com. This is Ari Tennant with the CBN Audio Update. Until next time, have a great Shabbos.